It's always a privilege when we've got international visitors coming to our shores so that we can enjoy the music and have beautiful evenings of worship. In this case, Bethel Music, they're in South Africa for Worship Nights 2023, which is the reason why I'm speaking to Hadja Sievenster, who's one of the management who brought them over, as well as Zaria Zachary, who's one of the members of the group for doing the singing. Hello, you two.
Hello. Always a pleasure to meet with you guys.
Let's start with you, Hardis. Bethel coming to South Africa, was it our idea or their idea?
No, we've been trying to get them over here for the past 3 years, but as we all know, COVID happened and everything got complicated. So this is the first major gospel tour that this country will see since COVID. So this is going to be very, very special and we're all looking forward to it.
Why Bethel? Why is it? Was Bethel on your heart to come to South Africa?
Well, it's about the music. Let me tell you, we all know that God uses music to touch the hearts of man. And during COVID, I can promise you that the music of Bethel played a huge role in my life personally. I think it was a huge encouragement for a lot of people, not just over the world, but especially in South Africa. And as the body of Christ, we really got encouraged with the music that they made. And that's why we thought we want to bring them over here and to experience some of that magic tonight.
Well, they're in Pretoria and they're in Cape Town. And if people still maybe missed the memo somewhere and are still waking up and they still want to get a ticket, can they?
They can. There's still a few tickets left. I think Cape Town is almost sold out. But yeah, in Pretoria, we've just opened up a new block. And so if they jump quickly, they can find tickets on iTickets. Just make sure that you go to iTickets. There are fake sites running at the moment. So please go to iTickets and you will find the tickets there.
itickets.co.za, which brings us to Zaria Zachary. Zaria, hello. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to be in South Africa. I'm very excited.
Do you come directly from Bethel, as in where they are, or did you end up in Bethel with your music?
Oh, gosh. No, I ended up with Bethel in my music. I never had like attended the ministry school or anything like that. They found me all the way in Texas. So
how did that happen?
they found me through a YouTube video, funny enough, and so that's kind of how I got connected with Bethel about 2 years ago.
Did you know their music?
Yes, I did. I'm really new to worship leading, but I found Bethel almost like 6 years ago, just by listening to like Brian and Jen and like Amanda Cook and Stephanie Gretzinger. And so I've always loved their music. So it's really awesome to be a part of this collective now.
Okay, so now they see your YouTube video and they pick up the phone. Who called you?
it was Brian and another guy named Dom. And it was the two of them that called me and invited me to come visit.
And what goes on in your mind when you pick up the phone and he says, "Hi, I'm Brian Johnson," and you say, "What?"
I was freaking out for sure, and I thought it was a joke at first, and then I found out it wasn't. And so, yeah, I definitely was not calm, cool, and collected.
And then you get what? Did you get on a plane? Is it far from them?
Basically, about probably like 2 weeks later, I went and visited for the first time.
And then when you got there, what did you see?
I basically got to meet the whole team, and then I led worship, and ever since then, I've been a part of the collective.
Because I'm listening to this, and I've got a few friends here in South Africa, musicians, who've been over there. Uh-huh. There's like auditions, and they've got all kinds of teams, lots of extra teams, and other people being, you know, raised up to do music. For you to just walk in there and start making music with them, God must have really wanted you to be part of them. And if worship wasn't really your thing up until then, was it? Did you have to adapt your style of making music to fit in?
No, I didn't. I had been leading worship probably like 4 years before then. If anything, I didn't necessarily have to like mold myself to fit into Bethel. It was more like Bethel definitely has impacted the way I lead worship. If anything, it's helped me to be more free, because that's just the culture of Bethel, which is really awesome.
And did you, before Bethel, were you also touring and performing internationally, or does this come with being part of the Bethel team?
No, I didn't tour like internationally or lead worship anywhere. Like really tour at all. I was just at my local church in Texas leading worship. So it's definitely been a really cool change as of the past couple of years.
All right. And where have you been? Interesting places that you visited before?
I would say Cape Town's probably the furthest I've gone with Bethel as of recently.
Other countries?
We've been to Budapest. We went last year, like during the summer. That was another fun place. So I would say like Budapest and Cape Town have been like the two probably coolest places that I've gone with Bethel.
And when you get to places like those, is it very much business or do you have time that you can actually experience the country for what it is?
We get to do both. So I feel like even when we're doing like worship events and things like that, we really try to like make sure we have time to like experience what's here. So especially like while we're in Cape Town, we'll definitely, and South Africa, we'll have some time to like venture out and like get to see some of the country. So yeah.
I would hope so. This is too a unique yeah. country for you not to experience what we've got to offer.
It would, yeah. We've flown way too far to not. So yeah. So we are very excited to be able to look around and experience it. So,
Zaria, are you also a songwriter or are you singing other people's music?
I am also a songwriter. Yes, I am. I've been songwriting for probably like 4 or 5 years. And as of recently, I've gotten to like write on two songs that have been released on the past like 2 albums. Bethel.
And isn't it daunting to now arrive at an established group of people who are really, really good at what they do and to bring what you have yeah. and then submit it so that they can listen to it? You know, is it a daunting?
Yes, it is very daunting. It's very nerve-wracking to write something and you send it in and you don't know if it's good or bad but it's also really beautiful because, I mean, you have people like Brian and Jen and other people that have been doing this for 20 years and to be able to like pull on their wealth of knowledge is really cool. So if anything, it's always made me a better writer. Even when pressing into like being afraid to show them things. So.
Okay. And then the original format that you send it in, those songs eventually got recorded, nah?
Yeah. I mean, some of them do, definitely not all of them, but some of them do end up getting recorded, and that's always super rewarding.
So I'm wondering, how close to the original does it end up to be? Or, you know, do they change it a lot?
Yeah, no, I mean, most of the time it stays a lot like the original. Like, musically, for sure, it's very different, but lyrically, most of the time it stays just about the same.
So have you recorded for any of the albums yet?
Yes, I've been on the Homecoming album and then most recently our Come Up Here album. I have a song that I sang on that album.
It must be huge fun to get into that studio and record as part of Bethel.
Yes, it's very surreal and it's a gift for sure.
Let's get to South Africa. You are in this country. Yes. And I'm wondering whether you come to a country prepared with a message. You know, is there something on your heart yeah. for South Africa or do you just sing?
I always, I love South Africa. This is my second time coming here. And so really my heart always, anywhere I go, I feel like is that the love of God that I carry in my life, that I would be able to pour that out into other people's lives. Because the love of Christ, when that comes, like healing comes, he encounters his people and in return, like we praise him. And so that's always my hope is that people would leave, with this deep knowing that Jesus loves them and with a deep encounter from the Lord that they can walk away with and be marked. So that's always my hope whenever we do worship nights. And I feel like that's a lot of our hope. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering whether you understand like the dynamics of the country that you go to. Obviously, America's got a lot of division as well. The division that we face here isn't very unique. Yeah. Other countries have got racial and age and sexuality and all of that. We've got lots of divisions in the country.
Yes.
So obviously, you understand what we struggle with here, and you can understand the people who are standing before you. From what you've learned in your own country, do you have anything that you want to share with South Africans?
That is a great question. I would say that the love of God covers all. And I really mean that, because it feels like the easy way out, but it's true that when we are truly filled with the love of Christ, we're able to see each other in the way that Jesus sees us. And division begins to melt away when we are filled with the love of Christ. So I think it's just my word to South Africa would be to like fill yourself up with the love of Christ so much so that we're able to love everyone else around us in the same way that Jesus loves us. So that's what I would say. It seems like it is the simple answer because it is simple, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And all falls under the name of Jesus. That's what I would say.
We've got Jesus in common. We've got to get it right. At least the Christians should get this thing right. At least we've got Jesus who can change our hearts and make a difference in our hearts.
Yes, 100%.
Zaria, so I want to know if you still perform as yourself as well, or do you just do work with under Bethel at the moment?
I just do it under Bethel at the moment. I'm currently working on a project, so hopefully in the future I will be able to. Like, I would love to do other things with Jeff, with me, but I've really enjoyed leading worship with the collective.
Okay, so can people still follow you as a person just for what you've got on your heart and your music as well?
Yes, for sure.
How do they do that?
It's just my name. Pretty much all of my social media handles are Zaria.Zachary, and you can find me anywhere. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, so it's all under my first and last name.
Okay, but I need to get you to spell that name of yours because not necessarily everyone will hit it.
Yes. No, it's fine. It's Zahriya and then Zachary, Zachary.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to post that on Facebook just so that you can, don't have to get the spelling right from the beginning. But first, you've got a date, everyone, with Bethel Music. They're in South Africa from the 13th to the 25th of March in Pretoria and Cape Town. Go to iTickets for Worship Nights 2023. iTickets, just search Worship Nights 2023 or Bethel in South Africa. You'll find lots of places referring to it as well. You can you can attend and have a we want to bless you. Seriously, may this be a rewarding evening for you. May you experience God's presence, South Africa. African way. I know God is his mercies on you every morning, and he's very unique and approaches the audience like the audience is. So in South Africa, you'll definitely experience something different from what you would in America.
Yes.
May their passion impress you the way we love our Lord. I think sometimes if it's very hard, if you go through hard times, the sincerity of your faith, it goes deeper. And we pray that you will experience a depth of faith in South Africa that can encourage and inspire you as well. So that's not only you giving, but that you will receive as well here in South Africa and go back with full cups and compliments the South Africans that love you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much. I received that. Thank you.
Have a stunning evening.
Thank you.
God bless you, Zaria.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.